I really like your question. What does etiquette mean to all of us? And I think, to me, etiquette speaks to a certain way of acting, a certain behavioral expectation that there are rules that are either written or unwritten that we all should observe to sort of promote civility and all get along in a way that is respectful and can sometimes be a bit stuffy, but at the same time, when we do dress up, when we do make effort, I think that it sort of, it adds to the experience of the of that to maintain refined behavior.
Mm-hmm. Right. Does anybody else have a thought?
I think it starts off with common courtesies. And it doesn't have to be a written law. Because there's sometimes that they're not written down and you see someone that you can express a kind gesture, you do it. Not thinking twice about it. But I think that's what common courtesies involve. Yes, there are a lot of rules, and I see them breaking every single day, starting from the dinner table or dining table to just everyday living. And unfortunately, it's probably we have become so relaxed that some of these issues have just gone by the wayside.
I grew up in 1970s New Mexico, which is not a place known, a place or time known for lots and lots of etiquette. However, I've come to see it as expressing one's respect and good intentions in ways that are mutually understood, which is very difficult. I work in a lot of different settings, most recently in the high mountain villages of Taiwan. I've also worked in China and several years ago, I actually lived with a tribe of hunter-gatherers in a jungle, and they have their own etiquette. And I made spectacular blunders on all counts in a pretty constant basis. And I felt that at least, you know, laughing at myself, asking them for forgiveness, trying to learn what their etiquette is, I think if you at least say, I'm trying... That makes a difference, even if you do something spectacularly dumb. And I have lots of experience in doing that. So maybe saying, I'm trying, I'm doing my best, I'm watching, I'm listening, help me. Which is why I'm so grateful for you here today.
I have been in very poor villages, and I have been amazed at the common kindnesses and courtesies. I don't think that etiquette has to do with being dressed up or being formal. And sometimes we mistake the word etiquette because it does have that stuffy type of meaning that has carried through the years. But no, I think it can be expressed in any way. And when you're in cultures that I've traveled a lot throughout the world as well, and I think it's just listening and watching, and yes, you make your blunders, but when you're visiting an unusual culture that you're not accustomed to being amongst them, they will be very, very kind in expressing. Some of their rules are a little more rigid than others, but they will laugh and they will guide you, and that's what etiquette is about to me.
I think these are all fabulous answers, really, really. And I'd like to just add something to simplify the whole thing. For me, etiquette is all about making other people around you feel comfortable. So it isn't stuffy. It isn't about exactly what you're wearing. Now, all of those things can come up and be part of it, right? I hear all the time when I ask this question that it's about manners. It's about what fork do you use. And really... that's, you know, a minuscule part of it. And those are, there's guidelines around that. But nothing is a hard and fast rule anymore. Times have changed, and we have new issues arising with technology and everything. So there's new rules and guidelines that arise all the time. But really, the core is making people around you feel comfortable. And what that means is that we have to think about somebody else besides ourselves, and we have to stop, look, and listen.
But Susan, don't you think that we find it easier to make others comfortable if we are comfortable in our very own skin?
Absolutely.
Because this is what makes us feel more relaxed about who we are, and then we extend that same courtesy mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. the other person.
That's right.
It's when you are uncomfortable with yourself that you're going the 20th mile, mm-hmm. and it just creates a rigid atmosphere
Absolutely.
For those around you.
Absolutely.
So with this sort of definition then of etiquette sort of becoming, boiling down to like just decency, kindness, the small things meaning everything, I mean, is this both the most wonderful time of the year and the most polite time of the year?
It should be an everyday occurrence.
Absolutely. I agree.
I think that in America, we often observe historical traditions more during this time of year, maybe. The songs that come out, people are singing, "Don, we now are gay apparel." You know, it's like, what? What's that mean? So at times, I think that holiday etiquette may seem archaic to people. I teach young students a lot, and it's interesting to see sort of how they conceive of that and whether the holidays are about sort of revisiting some old, maybe sort of not terribly relevant aspects of our past or not. At least we get once a year where we have to be a little bit more mindful, but you're right, every day is an opportunity to do that. And I think when I have been privileged to travel in Asia, every day is an event to be exercising those kinds of courtesies. And it could be something as small as handing your business card to somebody always with both hands. I mean,
yes.
That's a really big deal,
that's
you know.
That's a tradition specifically in Japan.
Yes, and in China and Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, in America, I just, you know, sort of hand it over with one hand, and people just grab it with the other hand. And I, you know, just little things like that. I think it is about sort of being a little more alert, watching and mm-hmm. listening, I think, mm-hmm. has come up several times. And even if you might feel a drop in confidence, like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. When you nail it, it actually increases. At least mm-hmm. I think it does.
I would like to pick up on a point that Ruth just made a moment ago about when you feel good about yourself, that you're able to provide the attention necessary to other people, and that's very true. One of the classes that I teach young people, I really, really enjoy. I do kind of a beginning and introduction to etiquette course, and we learn a little bit about common courtesies and gratitude and dining skills. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of that, I help these young people put their wardrobe together to go out for a formal mm-hmm. dining experience. And it's absolutely amazing how they elevate their game when they dress up mm-hmm. because they are feeling special. And there's actually been studies done. They're qualitative, pretty much, studies. There's one that was done about the white coat. And they had three different groups, and they each were giving the same test on, you know, the attention to detail and that type of thing. And what they did in this study is that they had a white lab coat, and it, with one group, they hung it up on a door, on a hanger in the room, and they were told that it was a doctor's coat. And then this group took this test. And then the next group was shown the coat, and they were told that it was a painter's coat, and they took the test. And then the third group actually put the coat on, and they were told that it was a doctor's coat. Can you guess which group actually performed the best on that test? The last one. And it was because they just all of a sudden kind of sat up a little bit straighter, and they said, I'm in a different place. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times what you wear, first impressions, I would say 80%+ of first impressions are nonverbal communications. And that is your grooming, what you're wearing, how you carry yourself, eye contact, all those things that have nothing to do with what you say.
That is so well put.
It's very true. It's, in fact, I think it was Will Rogers that said, you don't get a second chance for that first impression. Mm-hmm. We give out messages, as Susan was saying, about ourselves and our own feeling about who we are. And for an interview especially, and I've taught young adults as well, it's you give a message, an unspoken message of, I am very conscious of detail, and I appreciate who I am, and I will do the best that I can for you. They're not speaking these messages, but the way we put ourselves together is the message that we are delivering, and very seldom do we think that that is happening. And it's the same thing with adults. I consult with men and women about the same thing. And you want to be taken seriously? Up your game. Put yourself. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be pricey or anything. It's just knowing how to. And all has to complement who you are and the message that you are